From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the next quarter hour as we bring to you the Gospel message in word and in song. I might just say that we are offering, free of charge and without obligation, a little booklet called A New Beginning. Now, some weeks ago I made mention of this, and I draw your attention to it again. If you haven't as yet written to request a free copy, then make a point of doing so today. It is free of charge, and it's a little book that sets forth the way of salvation and is very useful as a guide to living the Christian life. So why not write for your free copy today? Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster as he continues his series in the Gospel of Mark, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. We welcome you again to our Bible study. I want us to read some verses together, please, from Mark chapter 4. That's the chapter we're presently studying. Mark chapter 4, we're going to read verse 26 through to verse 29. Our subject this morning is the mystery of growth. Verse 26, and he said, of course we're talking of the Savior here, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Amen. And may God bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Now we're going to listen to a hymn sung to us by the SMS Men's Chorus from Greenville in South Carolina. And they're singing that lovely hymn, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?
It calls
Now let's turn to the Word of God and consider our subject for this morning, the mystery of growth. Once again, the Lord Jesus turns to the natural world around him to illustrate the gospel truth. There is no greater preacher than the natural world that surrounds us. We have the testimony of nature everywhere to be seen. And the Savior often referred to that which was taking place in the fields around him to illustrate, to make clear and plain to the hearers gathered under his ministry just what it was he was saying. Preachers need to ever bear that in mind. Not much use preaching if nobody understands a word about what you're speaking. Now, in this portion, we're looking at the Savior referring to the growing of seeds in the field. And he is highlighting that there is a mystery there about which few of us know anything. Certainly no man can unravel it completely. The Lord Jesus, first of all, highlights that the whole process by which we obtain a harvest begins with the sowing of the seed. I can never emphasize this enough, that the preaching of God's word is absolutely essential to any genuine religious work amongst a people. There is a tendency today to abandon preaching and to turn the religious service into something more of an entertainment hour. But that is not God's way. It might appeal to many, it might please many, but it is not God's way. The Lord Jesus is the one whose ministry we ought to emulate. And he was a preacher. He preached, he preached, he preached. Morning, noon and night we find him preaching. And there can be no conversions to Christ. There can be no saving of sinners without the preaching of the Word of God, just as a farmer can't have a crop if he doesn't, first of all, have the sowing of the seed. Then again, there is a growing of the seed. Once it is sown, there is a growth takes place. We are told in the verse 27 that the seed should spring up and grow up, he knoweth not how, for the earth bringeth forth the fruit of herself. Now it is man's duty to sow the seed, but after that there is a work that is in the realm of God's domain alone. The earth does a work, does it under the mighty hand of her Creator, and it is not something that man can in any way get involved. No one can explain why it is that a seed buried in the earth produces the harvest that it does. It might seem an elementary thing, but no one can really explain it. I don't care who the scientist is. He can tell you the process that takes place, but as to why that process takes place, no man can explain it. So it is, you know, in the work of God's grace. The preacher sows the seed, but it is under God's hand that that seed takes root in the heart of the sinner and begins to grow and brings forth the fruit of faith and repentance and a turning unto God and a confessing of sin and a trusting of the Lord Jesus as the Savior. That's the work that God alone can engage in. Just as man has nothing to do with what happens under the soil after the seed is sown, so there is a work that man cannot interfere with. Man cannot advance that secret, that wonderful, that mysterious work of grace within the soul. I trust that even as I'm preaching to you, that God in mighty mercy and grace is applying his word to your heart with power. Let me show you something else. This work does not end until the harvest. There is the sowing, there is the growing, and then there is the ripening. And the harvest then takes place. There can be no harvesting until a ripening takes place. And in the spiritual realm, the lesson there is very simple. Unless God causes the sinner to ripen under the gospel, unless God begins to work and bring the poor sinner to a stage where he rightly understands the truth, and like grain ready to fall out of the husk, like apples ready to fall off a tree, there is that ripeness whereby the sinner is ready to yield to Christ and trust in him. In the few seconds that remain, can I ask you, listener, if the seed of God's word has taken root in your heart and, unseen by man's eyes, begun to ripen until you feel your pressing need of the Lord Jesus Christ, then may you, like ripened grain, fall into the hands of the Savior today and be gathered into his heavenly storehouse for all eternity. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.